Hello and welcome in to an episode of Light the Lamp. As always, I'm your host, Alexis Downey. We're continuing to highlight some of the newest additions for the Anaheim Ducks in this offseason. And one of those coming back on the first day of free agency is veteran defenseman Nick Jensen, who signed a two-year contract with the team. Nick is joining us now from Minnesota. Nick, welcome to the Anaheim Ducks. How are you doing?
Good. Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here. It'll be nice spending a winter somewhere nice for a change. I've been in the cold climates for a while most of my career, so looking forward to it.
Yes, certainly a couple of stops along your hockey journey, coming from Ottawa, the most recent stop for you, now joining the Anaheim Ducks. Can you talk about signing with the Ducks and kind of what that day looked like in those conversations?
Yeah. This is the first time I've ever done free agency in my career. So it was something new for me. I didn't really know what to expect. Fortunately, I've never had to deal with it. I don't know if you could look at it that way or not, but, so I didn't really know what to expect. It was kind of like a whirlwind. There was like, the circumstances probably weren't extremely in my favor just with, just cause I had to unfortunately have some surgery to fix my meniscus over the summer. So like some question marks probably were going around from team to team, but, yeah, it was just kind of a weird experience. You talk to a team, and then I wouldn't hear anything. And then I would just wait for my agent. I just let my agent kind of do the work for me. And then, and they said, and I was in the talks, and, I played with John Carlson, and he was one of the guys that I talked to as well. And he had great things to say about Anaheim. Everyone I talked to, my agent included, said great things. And everyone, I actually know a few people that live out there, and they said the area is just, it's amazing. It's beautiful. And it sounds like I'll be paying for the vacation via the rent with some of the places that we were looking at. But, but I talked to Verbeek, and, we came to a deal, and he was excited. I was very excited to be able to join the team, especially after what they were able to accomplish this past year. A lot of young stars and a lot of potential that I'm excited to join.
That's awesome. Glad you have some familiarity too. And of course, John Carlson, a great person to chat with about that, especially in making a change like he did. But in talking about the D-Core, it's a very young D-Core that went through a number of changes in this off season. So what do you think your role is going to look like with that group?
Yeah. It's funny because I did look at D-Core and I looked at the years born, and I'm like, oh, there's not one guy born outside of the 2000s. I think when I looked, but, yeah, I mean, what I feel like I would bring and just what I brought through my entire career, is kind of the leadership through example. There's different leaders for every team. Some guys are very vocal, and I'm not saying I'm not vocal, but I feel like people can benefit from me most by watching just kind of the compete level and the importance of D zone and helping players get out of situations and kind of helping all players in all situations. So instead of having them tell you like, oh, he's got the puck, I don't need to worry about anything. Like, we're all kind of out there helping each other. That's kind of my mindset. So it's that compete and work ethic that hopefully can be contagious to guys, especially young guys. And I'm sure guys at this level already have that, but it's something that I hope a lot of guys can feed off of. And then just, I have been around, so I have a lot of experience. I don't like to, push verbally on guys being like, oh, I know better. Cause I don't think that, but, so anytime guys have questions or anything that I feel like I can help them with, I feel like that's where my experience comes in and where I can help. So that's kind of the way I've kind of looked at it.
You're also going to be, of course, being coached by head coach Joel Quenneville. What are you looking forward to in learning from him?
I guess, I haven't really thought about it, I guess. I've heard great things about him. I've watched him through my career, and I'm like, he's been in situations as a coach where his team has been extremely successful. And anytime you're able to rear a team to be successful, you're obviously doing something right. And so when I knew he was the coach there, I was just kind of excited to see what I've had different coaches during my career. I've had ones that I thought were very they were great in my mind. They helped me in the NIB somewhere, you know, didn't necessarily get along with. I think it just is natural throughout the process. You're not going to love every situation you walk into, and that's fine. You find a way to make it work. But I've a guy who's been around for that long has been around that long for a reason. So I'm excited to see. I don't really know what to expect. I just know that he looks like he knows what he's doing. He's got a very calm demeanor when I've seen him. And I've heard great things from guys that have said anything about him. So that's kind of what I'm looking forward to.
Talking a little bit more about the D-Core, two of the other guys in the D-Core are from Minnesota, Jackson Lacombe, Drew Hellison. We also have Ryan Paling, who also went to St. Cloud State like you. Do you know any of these guys?
I mean, I know Paling. I know all of them. I wouldn't say like we're talking all the time, but I know, you know, it's mutual that we both went to, what, you know, we call it the Harvard of the Midwest. So I gave him that joke.
Great colors.
But just that mutual respect that we all went to the same college. We don't talk much, but I've heard great things about him. And a lot of guys from Minnesota, we just, you know, good people. And so outside of that, I don't know much about it, but I'm looking forward to it.
Escaping the winners, all of you.
Yes, that's the plan.
You touched on it earlier, talking about the end of your season last year in Ottawa, ending early in March with your surgery. How are you feeling now?
Great. Really good, actually. So kind of full stride at this point. Skating and workouts are all what I would normally be doing this time of year. So that's encouraging, and that feels good to be able to do that. And skating is feeling good. So that's where I'm at, but we're mid late summer still here. So we're just, grinding along a little bit, but, I have kids, so I'll be out in Anaheim earlier than usual. Cause apparently school starts August 17th, which was a shock to me.
A little early. After,
it's usually after Labor Day for us. So I was like, oh, okay, we gotta get a house. We gotta get back. We gotta find schools. We gotta do all this. So last year, my family didn't come with me to Ottawa, just being in another country. We had personal reasons why not. Mm-hmm. But this year, they're coming with, and I'm excited. Obviously, it's hard being away from them, and it's hard for me to be or them to be away from me as well. So, yeah, we'll be out there sooner than later. So we're looking forward to that as well.
Well, it's going to be an easy sell, I'm sure, to your kids, because we have Disneyland here, we have the beach, a little bit of everything.
Yeah, we normally stay right by. It's Disneyland, right?
Disneyland. Yep.
Yeah. So we stay right by. So I'm like, oh, something to do with the kids, I guess. When we get bored, so they should be looking forward. At least we don't have to take a long flight with three kids to go to Disneyland. We can finally just walk down the road to it.
Yeah, some of the perks of being here in Orange County. You touched on, of course, your off-season training. Have you changed anything in more recent years as you've been in your career much longer? I mean, you're getting close to 700 NHL games.
Yeah. Training-wise, you mean? Yeah. I guess I was kind of forced to, just based off of rehab and recovery type stuff. Just cause I wanted, you know, I picked one of the world renowned knee surgeons is in Minnesota. So I naturally picked him to do the surgery. And then I just want to trickle down who he recommends as the person to rehab me. And, a guy who works with all hockey players when he rehabs, mostly he played hockey. So very knowledgeable on the sport and working. And we've been rehabbing all summer so far. So I'm just like, I'm just doing that all summer now. So that's kind of what changed. I don't think I would have changed anything. I'm kind of a creature of habit when it comes to summer training, and I just have done it one way most of my career. And I was, you know, don't fix what's not broken type of mentality when it comes to stuff like that. So I would have just kept doing that. But because of surgery this past year, I was forced to do a little bit different type of training. But other than that, skating stuff, typically the same. But no, as age goes on, I'm guessing your question.
Yeah.
I still stick to what I did when I was, you know, 20, 24 years old. Whether or not that's good for you, I guess time will tell.
As you said, a creature of habit. So with your career, I mean, most of it, really all of it has been east, and now you're heading to the west. And obviously, you know, being in the Pacific Division, just different teams that you maybe didn't see as often being in, you know, Detroit, Washington, Ottawa. What are you looking forward to about that kind of change in just being in your, I guess, habitat?
Yeah. It's an interesting question, because I was going to say, it'll be weird going to the West, because I don't have too much knowledge on it. Whereas the East, I'm used to the certain aspects of the rivalries, you know, last year, the Sens and Montreal type of rivalry, or Toronto, take your pick. And, when I was with the Wings, it was Wings in Toronto, and, DC was kind of, not as much, but it's all those different rivalries, and just you get familiar with different types of teams. You knew when you go to Carolina, like, it was going to be a dogfight. You knew when you're going in the arena, it was going to be a tough game to try to win. I don't really have that knowledge with the West as much, and the style of play that's kind of, because there was a time kind of early in my career where, like, the West were like, I feel like they were bigger, heavier teams at a point. And I don't know if that's necessarily still the case or not. So I guess that's more of a kind of learn as you go type thing as I get in the West, see the rivalry. Because I know there's rivalries here too. I just don't know what they're like and what they feel like and who they're with. And it's just something I'm going to have to kind of go by here with an experience.
Well, we'll start with telling you that the Kings up the road are the biggest rivals for the Ducks. And that's always a fun game to watch.
that's what I would figure, but I didn't want to assume.
Yeah. Nick, outside of hockey, what are some things that you like to enjoy? Obviously, being a family man, too.
Yeah. I have three boys that are almost two, four, and six. So that takes up most of the day. So it went from when I didn't have kids, it was, you know, I love the golf and I love going out to eat, stuff like that. So, but you still love to do stuff like that. But now it's, you know, when instead of golf, you know, I'm golfing at home with like little kids stuff and we're playing around the yard with the boys, or, you know, when I'm playing hockey, like playing street hockey with all those kids. And it's turns from things I was doing before kids, and now it's just shrunk down to like now I'm doing it with the three little guys running around, where it's not quite the same, but I obviously want to be able to spend that time with them at this early age, as most parents know, and I'll find out that, you know, they get older and they don't want to really spend that much time with you, so we're taking advantage of that now.
Awesome. Well, Nick, we're excited to have you join the Anaheim Ducks. Good luck with the move and getting settled here coming up in the next couple of weeks. And we look forward to seeing you at training camp.
Yeah, thank you. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks for having me.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.